And on the telephone right now, we have Ann Yin. Ann is the owner and operator of Local Delish. That's a Local Delish. That's a neighborhood local foods grocery store in the North Loop in the historic Warehouse District of Minneapolis. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Buck. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's nice to have you aboard. And your husband, I didn't mention, but your husband, Yulin, is also co-owner of the Local Delish. Where yes. in the world did you come up with an idea like this? This is a fresh food, fresh meat, local food grocery store
yeah.
right in the middle of, you know, downtown Minneapolis.
Right. We're right in the downtown area here. And the whole concept of the store, virtually everything in the store is locally grown or made. So we work farm direct for all of our meats, our dairy, our produce. The eggs are gathered every couple of days. The bread is made fresh every day. And the way we came up with this idea was my daughter and I were living in China. My husband, Yulin, is originally from China. And my daughter and I were living there. And every day we would go to the market with my in-laws. And we would actually, it was very much like a farmer's market would be here in the States. We would just go and buy our fresh produce and just enough for that day. And we would go every morning and the farmers would have their fish out in a tank and we would pick the fish that we wanted and the tofu lady would make a special tofu for us and the veggie farmers had all different types of veggies for us. And every day my daughter and I would say, oh, we're going to miss this market. We love this market. We want to take it home with us. And so when we got home from China, my husband really encouraged me to research, and he thought I had a pretty good idea. He said, let's bring a farmer's market into some kind of retail format that people can go and visit every day and really connect people back to their food. So that's kind of how the idea started.
You know, I've been in the retail business for 30-plus years, and I think about the challenge that you have in operating in that manner. There's a lot of challenges. You have a lot of vendors to keep
right.
track of.
Most
business models now, you know, for those kinds of things operate from a single warehouse, and that warehouse gets all the vendors together, and then you only have one place to worry about ordering. You have so many places to order and so many people to deal with.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that's what makes it so unique and so special. I've really connected the customers back to their food again. So instead of our food coming from our some warehouse somewhere where it's sitting on a shelf until it's ripe, we're getting it that was picked just fresh that morning. And it is a challenge. It's taken me about a year and a half to really get a handle on this and to get it organized. But I think it's absolutely worth it. I think the customers love it. And I know the vendors appreciate it, actually. It's really efficient for them. It sounds kind of strange, but it works great for them as well. So.
Now, how do most of those, you're in the middle of Minneapolis, and mm-hmm. how do most of those vendors, are going to be out in the countryside or a distance from you, how do they make that work to get this produce, to get these eggs, to get the fresh meat to you in a manner that happens right away?
You know, we've been really efficient and creative with this. A lot of the vendors are already selling to local restaurants. Here in Minneapolis, we're really lucky because a lot of great restaurants are trying to focus on buying from local farmers. So a lot of these folks are coming into the cities already. Some of them are coming in for farmers markets, so we'll kind of go back-to-back with that. Some of them come into the cities for another full-time job that they may have. Maybe they're farming part-time and they're working another full-time job to pay the bills. So we try to be really creative. And then I also go and meet lots of my farmers and lots of the food makers. But this summer, something I'm really doing differently is I'm really trying to focus on some urban farmers as well. So that's something really new, and we're trying to we're trying to get this produce by bicycle and have it delivered here in the store. So we're just really trying to be creative and come up with some new ideas of how to get great fresh food to this neighborhood.
Now, do you also try to make an effort to find organic produce, or is that kind of what happens anyway?
It really just happens anyway. The smaller farmers have been farming for a long, long time. They've been practicing organic practices for a long time, sustainable practices. They just can't afford the certification process. But their farming practices are organic, and they're also farming on a smaller scale, a much smaller scale, so they don't have to be spraying chemicals and getting crazy with the pesticides. It's a lot easier for them to manage. So it's just very common.
We're speaking with Ann Yin. She is the owner and operator of Local Delish. That's a neighborhood local foods grocery store located in the Warehouse District of Minneapolis. I kind of have an idea what it's like to put a new business together. It's pretty all-encompassing. How has that worked for you? Did you have an idea what it would be like before you took the leap?
You know, there's no book that will ever prepare you. Of course, I did all the research and I read all the books, but really there's nothing to prepare you for when you're in the trenches and making it happen. I do think I was pretty well prepared. I kind of make a joke. I was a stay-at-home mom with my daughter for, a couple of years before she went to school. So until she was in kindergarten, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I joke with everyone and say, being a stay-at-home mother is the best business training ever because you're just so committed and you're always on. You never get a break. And you're 24/7, a mom and a wife. And so I kind of joke that was my business training, was staying at home with my daughter and realizing, boy, you really have to put your heart and your soul into this to make it work.
Now, is it kind of a silly question to ask you how many hours you're putting in? As you say, you're always on.
Yeah, I have no clue. You know, I'm open every day. And in the beginning, when I first opened, it was just me. You know, my husband still has his full-time job. So my husband would pick up my daughter after school, and they would come right in the store, and it was just us. But now I've hired some staff, and I actually have a couple days off every once in a while. So
that's great. But
it's a huge, huge time commitment. You know this, Buck. I heard that you own a hardware store. So
for quite a few years, but I still remember those early years, and I'll never forget them. It's a total challenge, and I salute you for the effort that you're making, especially when it must come from the heart.
It really does. I honestly, every day when I open that door, I kind of get this awesome feeling overwhelms me. I love every one of these products in the store. I love my vendors. I love the customers. I love this neighborhood. It's so rewarding to be able to have all of that in place and really believe in this and doing something that I'm passionate about and I love. So I'm a lucky woman.
What's your daughter think about all this? Your daughter's name is Cece?
Yeah, she's amazing. She'll be 9 in August. And I think this is really, she's actually quite business savvy. She runs the register here in the store. She gets to know the customers. Oh, yeah, she's really good at it. And we kind of joke that she's going to be the one balancing the books in a couple years because she is just, she's pretty business savvy. She loves the customers. She does the register. And she also has really good input on the product and the food and making it look nice. So she's really had fun with it. But there were some challenges in the beginning, not having us all together all the time like we were before. I think we're over that hump now. We've figured out how to kind of juggle our family and include it into the store. We've made really great friends here that were customers, and so now we feel like we're part of the community. So she really has done terrific.
Well, that's great to have the support rather than the feeling that you're not there for her. Obviously, she's embraced your efforts.
Right, yeah. And she's so sweet. You know, she'll be so supportive and like me being on the radio today. Oh, Mommy, I'm so proud of you. And so she's a terrific kid. you know, I have a great husband, a great daughter, you know, just a, it's great to do something that you love and have a family that's behind you and really supporting you.
Now, you said you did a lot of reading, you did a lot of research before you decided to go into business, and obviously you had a plan that your husband was also 100% behind. What was maybe some of the bigger surprises that came to you and the reality of having the business?
Wow, that is such a good question. I think the biggest surprise, of course, was we were actually... We did better than what we had anticipated when we first opened. In Minneapolis, I really didn't know this because I had been living in China, and then when I got back, I started researching local food, farmers markets, gourmet shops, and I didn't realize there was kind of a trend or a movement that was starting with books and movies and documentaries about the local food scene. So when I opened in September of 2008, there were two other markets really close here in the Twin Cities that opened at about the same time. Soon after that, some documentaries like Food Inc. and Fresh, King Corn, Michael Pollan books were coming out and just hitting real big popularity. So that was a surprise to me. I didn't know that whole movement was right at the heels of what I was doing. It seems like all of us locavores were kind of coming out of the woodwork at the same time, and I was really surprised by that. On the other hand, we were a lot busier than we kind of expected, and I was kind of surprised that, okay, we're investing a lot more than we had planned, but we also were more successful than we had planned as well, so mm-hmm. It worked out nicely.
Well, it sounds like you have other resources to handle some of the early cash flow problems that every business has, and to kind of get you through that period is a big deal in a small business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's all, you know, it's every day you're thinking about that and trying to juggle that. So,
mm-hmm. Where do you think your business is going? What did you envision? Now, you have like 2,000 square feet, and you're getting a good support from your local community in the condos and other area right there. Where do you think you can go with this, or where do you want to go?
Well, I definitely want to round out the inventory here in the store. Right before we opened, the economy crashed, and so we decided to take it slow. And so we build our inventory a little bit each week. We're just now starting our deli. So I think once we get our deli and our inventory totally settled here in the store, our goal then would be to find a second location and open a second store. You know, I don't think I would ever want Local Delish to be a big, massive grocery store. You know, that seems to be the common thread when people think they need to grow, it needs to be bigger, bigger. We don't want to do that, but we want to have more small locations that are parts of a community and support that local food system. And I think the opportunities are... We have a lot of opportunities. Everybody needs food, and I think it's a great opportunity to offer local and support other communities with their local farmers and food artisans. So that's our goal.
We've been speaking with Ann Yin, and she's the owner and operator of Local Delish, a neighborhood local foods grocery store that's located in the Warehouse District of Minneapolis. Can you give the exact address of your store?
Sure. The address is 208 North 1st Street, and that's in Minneapolis, and our zip code is 55401. We also have a website. It's www.localdelish.com, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, when it says Local Delish, I noticed that it's local D-Lish. Is that how they have to put it in the website?
No, for the website, it's just one word.
So okay.
It's LOCALDLISH.
Great.
No apostrophe on the website.
No apostrophe. Okay, forget the E on Delish. So.
Yeah, no E.
No E in there. Well, Anne, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we also want to wish you the best in a great idea, and I hope that many little local Delishes pop up all over the Twin Cities.
Thank you, Buck, and best of luck to you. I think the radio station looks amazing. I was reading about it online, and I just think it looks like a wonderful little station. So thanks so much for letting me talk about my little store with you guys.
Thank you.